Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking Pottawatomie County Schools today. Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter are our guests here this morning. Both school districts had their monthly board meetings on Monday. And we'll start with Wamego because there was quite a bit that was covered at that meeting. And Tim will just talk about a few of those items here, including the adoption of the 2021-2022 calendar proposal.
We did have a full agenda Monday night. We typically meet for 2 hours, but we always can extend up to 30 minutes two different times, so we can go up to 3 hours, and we want a full 3 hours Monday night. But one of the items that is important to many people is the calendar, and we adopted our 21-22 calendar for next year. We always have a calendar committee, which is teachers primarily from each building will work with me, and we always have our athletic director part of that committee, because that's important as well, making sure we stay on top of athletic schedules and how that fits into our school calendar. So we proposed two options, and one of those options had a week off at Thanksgiving, and another option had more of a traditional vacation time at Thanksgiving, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that week off at Thanksgiving was won by just a few votes. I believe it was a two-vote spread when we put it to a vote with our staff. So next year we start our calendar on August 11th with teachers reporting, and students start on August 18th. But Thanksgiving week will be a full week off for all students and teaching staff. And then we as we do every year, we end the school year the week before Memorial Day. It's a 195-day calendar, like it has been for a couple of years. Traditional 2 weeks off at Christmas break, and then everything else is pretty consistent with what we do on a normal basis. We did try and front load the first semester with professional development time, a little bit more professional development time, because there's still going to be a lot going on with COVID possibly, and we've implemented a new assessment tool, and it's called FastBridge, that we need training for our teachers. We also are adopting a new ELA curriculum in the process of doing that, and we'll need some extra training early in the year. But that was a big item on the agenda, is to approve that calendar. We also, one other item that we did was we approved a new position at Wamego Middle School. We're going to add to our fine arts staff at Wamego Middle School, and it will primarily be a choir / music position. Currently, we have one staff member that is the choir instructor at the middle school and the high school, and Janie Brokenicki is that person. But she also teaches a ukulele class and a drama class at the middle school, and she's just spread very, very thin. So we felt it was time to add to that. And Janie may still work a little bit with the middle school. We're still trying to figure out the exact schedule, but we'll have a full position at the middle school, and Janie will be more focused at the high school. So that was a nice addition as well, and appreciate the board and our fine arts department at the middle school and high school in helping us work through this and put a proposal together. So those are a couple items, and I don't want to steal all the time, so if you can jump in with Kevin a little bit.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Kevin, you have something on a virtual school agreement that was discussed Monday.
Yes, with remote learning most likely going away at the end of this year from KSDE, looking at a virtual option for primarily our high school students, who that format actually may work better for than the traditional school. You know, we probably have a handful of students who would like to continue that remote piece, and they've been very successful. With remote not, like I said, being continued on, we wanted to have a virtual option. So we're partnering with Greenbush Service Center that both Rock Creek and Wamego belong to become part of their Greenbush Virtual Academy. Using a lot of the same programming that we're using remote right now, seemed like a pretty natural fit. And again, just trying to accommodate students' needs as best we can. We also talked a little bit in our board meeting about moving ahead with our year 5 accreditation plan. The state has allowed districts across the state to pause their school improvement initiatives for a year with all the COVID changing and adapting that's had to go on. And initially in the fall, we thought we would do that pause, but we started looking at our plan. We've been real focused on what we were doing with our school improvement plan. And we just looked at it and didn't feel like we'll be able to really show any more growth a year from now than what we can show at this point because of the testing disruptions, obviously the school disruption that we've had. So we're going to go ahead and push towards accreditation this year and start on a new accreditation plan next year. Obviously continuing the good things that we've been doing to this point, but allowing us to have a new point of focus moving forward. So really excited about that. Mean a little extra work for a few of us to get ready for our accreditation visit later in April, but we feel like we're in really good shape to present our case for accreditation to the state. And then talking personnel, we've also informed our board that we would be adding some staff members this upcoming year. One that will be focused at the high school, be a high school science position, gonna allow us to add a medical pathway that we currently don't have at the high school. So we'll be advertising and taking applications and interviewing for a science position there at the high school. And then our student body continues to grow, and we'll be adding a couple of teaching staff at the seventh and eighth grade level of the new middle school in our core areas. Next year, three out of our four classes at the middle school will have over 100 students in them. And looking back just 5 years ago, we didn't have any classes with 100 students in them district-wide. And now we've got three just at the middle school. And I think we've got 500 class plus, 100 member class plus in the district. So that continued growth, obviously we've got to have staff to do a good job with what our expectations are academically.
All right. Well, that's good news. It's nice to hear there's a little bit of growth going on. As far as COVID concerns, has there been any COVID concerns at either district here in the month of January and going into February?
Knock on wood, our numbers are going down. They're somewhat mirroring the counties. We've got, I don't believe we have any active student cases right now. And we have about 30 left in quarantine. So numbers are trending the right direction. And I mean, that is countywide, statewide, and as I hear on the national news, maybe nationwide also. So we're really looking forward to the time that we see more normalcy.
Yeah. How about you, Tim?
Similar to Kevin, what Kevin said, we our numbers are going down. We have really, again, knock on wood, we've really done a nice job of keeping it out of our staff. I don't know, I can't remember honestly if we've had a positive on the staff in the last 3-4 weeks. We came out of Christmas break with several positives and several quarantines on the staff, but once we got through that week or 2 week time frame, it's been smooth sailing in terms of staff. We've had a few positives in our middle school, high school, and maybe just one or two at the elementaries, but we've been able to manage those and keep the quarantine numbers down. So we're honestly, the latest numbers I have from yesterday, we might be about as good as good shape as we've been in since early October, maybe even in late September. You just never know what's gonna come around the corner with the next positive and how many close contacts there are. But we're feeling good now, and the kids and the staff—they're just really doing a fantastic job of, you know, wearing their mask, using our sneeze guards, and whatever else they can outside of the school day. We do hear about occasional get-togethers and so forth, but we just continue to encourage everybody to, you know, it's fine to get together in a small group, but just be cautious and take some preventative behaviors and put them in place.
Have you received any word yet from the health department how soon you might see vaccines coming for teachers and staff?
We, of course, Kevin and I both meet with them weekly and probably in conversation several times a week. You know, their primary focus right now is that 65 and older age group. And they tell us as soon as that group is complete or nearly complete, They will start doing the educators next. We do have some of our, we have some 65 and older staff members in our district, and I know of a few that have been able to get a shot, whether it's through the health department or even our local pharmacist here, the Wamego Drug Pharmacy in Wamego. They received some vaccines this week and are vaccinating those 65 and older age groups. So we have a few. They did vaccinate our 10 of our special ed co-op itinerant staff. Those are the social workers and the school psychs and people that go out to multiple buildings. So that's a small group of educators that got vaccinated, but I'm hopeful, optimistic that in 10 days to 2 weeks, we'll start receiving some vaccinations, but that's just my best guess.
All right. And I bet it's probably the same thing for you, Kevin.
Yes, it is. You know, we're real hopeful that the county starts getting more vaccines. They are confident with their system that they could push out a lot more vaccines than what they are being distributed with. They're getting 200 to 300 per week, and I think they could do 2 to 3 times that quite easily.
All right. Well, we're out of time here. I'm going to get to my next segment, but guys, always appreciate it, and we'll talk again in just a few weeks.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you, Brendan.
That is Kevin Logan, superintendent at Rock Creek, Tim Winter, superintendent over at Wamego Public Schools. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Manhattan Area Technical College president Jim Jeanette after the break.